Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Brooke.
This is Brooke.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any type of donations. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. Now, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislator. The elections for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and the state offices, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances that you will vote in the local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost
100%.
Okay.
Almost certain.
And what year were you born? Just the year.
1970.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Are you white, African American, or black? Asian?
White.
Or, okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you to decide your vote for the Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. Housing affordability, water policy, public safety and crime, inflation and the cost of living, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights and education or jobs and wages.
Those are my choices?
Yes.
I would say none of those.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just say so. Here's the first one. Gary Bredefield,
very unfavorable.
Okay. What about
very
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Steve Brundau.
Extremely unfavorable.
Gavin Newsom.
Very favorable.
Paul Dictos.
No opinion. Well, okay. Slightly unfavorable.
Slightly unfavorable, okay. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefield, a businessman and city council member, Steve Brundau, county supervisor and businessman, Dion Brodus, and Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, for whom would you vote for?
Not sure, but probably Bryce Herrera.
Okay. And how certain are you that you would vote for Bryce Herrera? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Now, how would you rate the job being done by Stephen Brundau as county supervisor?
Terrible. Terrible.
Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as the Fresno County?
Terrible.
Go ahead. Okay. And thank you for your patience. Now, thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who is a Democrat. much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
A candidate who is 80 years old?
What are my options again?
More, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
Much less likely to vote for that person.
What about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will bring a more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will vote to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
To double the trash fee?
Yes, ma'am. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Yes, sorry. Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for the county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you will vote for the candidate. Here's the first one. Stephen Brundell currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brundown has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our taxes dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brundown is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If elected, he will...
Go ahead. Zero chance.
Okay. The other one is Paul Dictos.
Go ahead and tell me, read me his statement.
Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno assessor recorded. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing this information, would there be a chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all to you for voting for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Small chance.
Okay. And we are almost done here. I only have two more for you, and we're done. The other one would be Gary Redfield. Currently serves
okay,
as
I can just tell you right now, that's zero chance.
Okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, a businessman and city council member, Steve Brundell, a city supervisor and businessman, and Dion Bordes.
Can you read the Dion Bordes statement? Do you have a statement on him?
On Bordes, no.
Okay, you don't have one. Okay,
no.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead.
And the other one would be Bryce Herrera and
Paul
Dictos.
Do you have a statement? Okay.
For
Bryce Herrera?
No.
Okay. Okay. So what is the question?
They're asking, after hearing all the information of all these candidates, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, for whom would you vote for?
Bryce Herrera.
Okay. And finally, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor of Arts, 4 years of college.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or live with friends and family?
Own it.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have
okay.
yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.